Loading in 3, 2, 1. Welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It's the cure for the common restaurant. Expert interviews, tools, and tips to get you the restaurant you know it can be. Now, here is your host, Donald Burns, the Restaurant Coach.
And welcome to the Restaurant Coach Podcast. It is the cure for the common restaurant. On this episode, we are going to have a conversation with the one and only Bruce Irving from Smart Pizza Marketing as we dig down into creating your post-COVID marketing plan. But before we get into the interview, let's talk about your numbers. And please allow me to be honest with you. You know, COVID-19 isn't your fault, but how you ran your restaurant before COVID-19 is. Tracking and managing certain key performance indicators or KPIs has never been so important. In fact, I would bet that most restaurants are leaving 5 to 15% on the table by not monitoring their KPIs. Now, I've partnered up with the leading KPI expert in the world, Darren Manzari, and we created a system that will not only allow you to track and manage your KPIs, we're actually going to coach you on how to improve them so you can put more money in the bank. And you can start by taking the Restaurant KPI Mastery Challenge to see how efficient you are right now at running your restaurant. It just takes a few minutes, and I'm sure the results are going to shock you. Head over to www.restaurantkpimastery.com and take the challenge. Okay, enough of the sales pitch. Let's jump into the episode with Bruce Irving.
Oh, great. Yeah. Got the nice mic. There you are. Bruce Irving here on the Restaurant Coach Facebook page. Bruce and I go way back. How long we know each other? Since like what, 2014?
1982. No, I think we've known each other for at least the last 5 years, right?
At least 5 years, yeah.
Yeah. I was introduced to you. I think you and I were introduced on like maybe Chris Hill and Eric from Restaurant Unstoppable. We were kind of being into like some sort of mastermind group, I think.
Five years ago.
And then we've been like friends ever since. You've come to Boston, we met up, we've done a few live shows together. So
it's been on your podcast, we've been on my podcast,
I think we've done a dozen of these live shows on each of our platforms.
I think we have. I know. If people are like, is that guy again?
I know, right?
One of us like, oh my God. Can they find new people?
I think you can. I think that
someone made like a groupie following us around.
Yeah, no kidding, right? I think it's when you find someone that can share valuable information that can help your audience. And there's never too much. I always tell people too on social media, like just because you shared something 6 months ago doesn't mean you can't reshare it again.
Exactly. That's the thing about social media. It's a fast platform, and you have to keep that content flowing out there.
Yeah, a Facebook post from, so it's April 5th. So a Facebook post from February is like a picture you took in 1982.
That's a good analogy.
Right? Like it's happened so long ago in social media terms that everybody has forgotten about it until you go search your closet and you pull out a box with photos. You're like, I remember that photo.
Well, I'm really excited because you know what tomorrow is?
Yes, I think I do.
It's the launch of the Pizza Summit. Woo!
I know. I'm pumped for it. I'm excited for it. It's our first virtual Pizza Summit. And I feel like I named it Pizza Summit because my community is pizza folks. But it's going to be a lot of people like yourself, Donald, who are coming in and teaching sessions. Mm-hmm. And you're teaching 3 sessions. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, and I've been blasting it out there. I have a lot of people signed up. And I know there are a lot of people that are in the restaurant space. But I told them, at first, people were like, text me back going, well, it's a pizza summit. I go, it's not just about pizza. Yeah. Lee Cockrell, from Disney. I come on, that's amazing.
I would say 80% of our content is local business centric. Mm-hmm. And then 20% is people who own pizzerias, but they still own pizzerias and restaurants. And they're not gonna come on and share about how to make pizza. A couple are. I have 3 sessions. 3 out of the 35 sessions we have are pizza related.
Yeah.
32 are just general local business related that if you're a local business owner, you're going to come and leave with some sort of idea or inspiration or motivation or tool, whatever.
Yep. It's going to be awesome. The lineup is really impressive. I'm impressed by you, just how fast you pulled this thing together. I mean, it was like, what, 3 weeks ago, you sent me a text going, hey, man, I'm thinking about doing this online thing. You in? I go, yeah, I'm in. And now here we are, right?
I know. Well, so a little backstory about, let me share this out too. Fill in the gap for me here, Donald, while I go find this and share it on my platform.
Yeah, I mean, it's just amazing. And this is actually a testament about how the new economy has changing business. You have to be able to adapt. And the faster you can pivot, the better you're going to be able to jump out in front of people and capitalize on this. So this is a real testament. And this is a great example. You know, don't hesitate. If you hesitate in this new market, you're done. You have to be able to capitalize and move quickly. Because, okay. I mean, yeah, you got to be able to jump out there. And don't be afraid. I mean, if it doesn't work, try something else. Yep. I mean, you know, I study NLP, and that's one of the big kind of things we always say. If it doesn't work, try something else. If it doesn't work, try something else. So you just keep making adjustments. You use what they call sensory acuity. You see what's working, what's not, and you make adjustments to move closer and closer to your goal. The worst thing you do is just stand there and just not do anything. I always say, to take no action isn't action. It's just really stupid action.
So we have this in our industry. There's the event that happens every year in Las Vegas. And obviously with the coronavirus going on,
yeah.
It didn't happen. And I said, you know what? There needs to be something. Because I get a lot of emails from people, not just that they didn't want to go because of the coronavirus. They genuinely just can't get to Vegas and go to the event, regardless of what the scenario was.
Right. I mean, the East Coast, that's a long trip.
It is, especially when you own a restaurant. You know, even like leaving your restaurant for 2 or 3 days or 4 days, even if you have the best team involved, still can be a little weary.
Exactly.
So I've always wanted to do this, but like everybody else, this kind of gave me the kick in the butt to really get it going and make it happen in a short period of time.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, it was easy for me. It was all up to it was all thankful to people like yourself, you know, Rudy Mick, Tyler Anderson, Lee Cockrell, all those people who I message really fast. And they're all like, you know what? I'll help you guys out. No problem.
I'll tell you right now, sometimes, and I know a little bit more of the backstory. Sometimes when people kind of upset you, it's a good motivator.
It is true.
Yeah,
it is true. Like there's another event happening the same time as us. And I know why they did that, but that's fine. I'm going to live my life by letting those things motivate me to do good, right? And to help others. And I don't want to bash anybody else, but
I don't want to bash people, but we can use this like, you know what? I'm going to take this experience and I'm going to rechannel it and I'm going to put out something great.
Exactly. Just like you and I talked a lot about like how you can turn this whole scenario of what's happening right now in the world into a positive, as much of a negative as it can be. You can dwell on the negative or you can turn it into the positive and do those things you've always thought you should do or wanted to do.
Exactly. And I, you know, I hate to say, I've seen people just immobilized. I mean, just totally shut down.
Yeah.
Good friends that were very active on social media, just totally just gone completely dark. I mean, just like, it's terrible.
Why do you think that is?
I think the fear has just overwhelmed them so much. And then what they're doing is just letting this kind of, it just paralyzes. Fear is the worst thing in the world because fear paralyzes people. Yeah. It just causes you not to take any action. You're just in your head so badly. And here's the thing about fear. Fear, if you look at the acronym, it's false emotions appearing real. The other kind of an acronym for it is kind of F everything and run. But, but fear, basically, here's the thing. Fear is a survival mechanism. We have fear for one reason. Remember, you have that, you know, you've all heard about this, that fight or flight response.
Yeah.
It's wired in our genetics and our DNA to basically fight or flight. So when fear kicks in, sometimes people are just in fear and they just like totally just shut down and you just can't rationalize. Now, if you let it overtake you, it's going to disempower you and it's going to crush your, not only you, but it's going to crush your business too. The thing I always say about fear just wants to be looked in the face and just said, you know what? I see you there. I understand what you're trying to do. You're trying to protect me, but I got this. That's all you got to do. And then take some action and move forward.
Yeah.
You're just supposed to be recognized.
I always find everybody's motivated differently. My motivation is always when someone either obviously challenges me or thinks that I can't do something. Nothing motivates me more when those two things happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tell me I can't do something. I'm all in, you know. Yeah.
You tell me I can't do something. If it's realistic, consider it done.
Game on. Yeah. Yeah. As soon as you throw the gauntlet down, that's it. No, you can't do that. What? Okay. Right. It's on.
Just a matter of time.
Yeah. So who are you excited about at the Pizza Summit speaking? I'm really excited about Lee because he was a great podcast guest on your episode. So
I'm excited about Lee. I like Lee's. He kind of reminds me of an older version of you. Like no bullshit, no nonsense. Like.
So wait. I have the possibility to be like Lee Cocker when I get older.
That's cool. Think so. I think he reminds me a little bit of you. If you listen to the podcast that I did with him, he managed. So Lee's career, he was in charge of the Marriott resorts, and then he went to work for Disney, the Disney company, and he opened Disneyland Paris. He was in charge of the whole process of opening that, hiring all the employees, setting up the restaurants. And then once he did that, he moved over to Walt Disney World, where he managed 45,000 employees. And he always had this no-nonsense approach. Like, there's no motivating employees. You find motivated people, and you find roles that they thrive in. And that's his philosophy. And your time has some space. He is about creating a good culture in your business and making sure that people are happy. And he's not like one of those bosses that runs with fear. Mm-hmm. But he's an old school kind of operator. And I like that in Lee. And it's always interesting to hear his perspective when it comes to how he manages and builds teams. Because in Disney, I don't know if you know this, but Disney has a bazillion restaurants that they're in charge of on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah.
That Disney World, the Disney World company probably feeds more people than the average city when it comes to restaurants on a daily basis. They probably have 100 restaurants just in Walt Disney World alone.
Yeah.
So they have the same things that go through our head when we're running a restaurant, go through their whole thing, as well as managing hotels and everything else that goes along with resorts and theme parks. So it's pretty interesting to be able to pick his brain. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, I'm excited about that one. What other ones are you looking forward to?
I I got a sneak peek. So as the person who's putting on the Pizza Summit, I get the advantage of seeing all of your guys' sessions. Mm-hmm. That's probably not proper English, but I'm not an English major ahead of time. So I get to watch all of the sessions from you guys ahead of time. So I've literally watched your session. I've watched Rudy Mix. I've watched Ali Bloyd, who's talking about local business advertising. I've watched Roger. I think his last name is Bodine from Restaurant Rockstar.
Yeah, I know Roger.
He did a session on like creating incentives for employees and how to get them motivated in helping you sell. There was also another session from – this is probably one of my favorite speakers at the session. He's a plumber. His name is Roger Wakefield. He's a plumber. And he's built his business in the last 2 years to quadruple in sales by using YouTube and LinkedIn.
Wow.
And when you think of a plumber, you would never think of them being able to use YouTube and LinkedIn to grow their business. But he's done it. And his session is all about how he did that.
Oh, that's really cool. I'm going to have to tune into that one now.
Yeah.
That's a good insight because now I'm like, oh, that sounds amazing.
Here's exactly what he did on YouTube, exactly how he networks on LinkedIn, how he uses SEO for his YouTube videos. He has 30,000 subscribers on YouTube as a plumber.
Are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I had 30,000 subscribers on my YouTube channel.
I have like nothing. I said, Roger, I'm embarrassed that I know you as a friend and I have no like 500 subscribers on YouTube, but I haven't really taken it seriously until I'm going to now. After watching his session, I'm like, I'm taking it seriously.
You know, I find what you focus on gets, you know, whatever you put your attention on gets like more results. So like I would probably say, you know, maybe 5 years ago, I kind of dabbled around with Twitter back then. You know, it was like everybody else. I got on because everyone said you got to get on Twitter. So I got on Twitter. But I didn't really do much with it. And then finally I just said, you know what? I'm going to conquer this thing. I'll learn how to make Twitter my, you know, biatch. And, you know, and I just jumped in and now, you know, I've got over 4,000 followers and I get actually a lot of leads off Twitter.
Yeah.
I got my writing gigs, you know, Foodable TV, Paul Barron from Foodable. Yep. He actually first contacted me through Twitter.
Really? You do a great job on Twitter. I have to say you use Twitter really well. I'm not as great on Twitter. I would say my thing's probably podcasting. I went heavy in, you know, Facebook Live and live video, and then Instagram. I went heavy in like a couple years ago.
Yeah, yeah. I've been going more. The podcasting is great. I mean, the podcasting has been awesome for my business. I think my number one lead generator is the podcast.
I think no matter what business you're in, like what business you're in. Podcast is a great way to share your knowledge and build your network.
And if you're a pizza place or a restaurant, live shows like this are awesome. I have a, you know, I have a restaurant in South Dakota. I'm gonna give a shout out to them, Nona's Kitchen, South Dakota. Now they're shut down, but you know, Nona, her name's Nancy. She, you know, she was real hesitant about going on live. You know, she's a people person though. She's really outgoing. She's really extrovert. And she was really like scared about going online. I said, just do it. Just like, you know, again, this whole thing, we had to shut down some restaurants. You know, people aren't seeing you on a normal basis. You got to stay that connection. You got to keep that out there. You got to keep out there with your guests, with your family, with everybody. Just let them know that you're thinking of them. And so I pushed her a little bit to get on, to start doing some Facebook Lives, and she's been doing some cooking stuff at her show.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like a shout out. She gets more people watching her show live than I ever do. She'll have like 50 people online streaming, watching her live. And tons of comments. I mean, she's doing great. And she's like a real natural. And now she's like really getting into it. Now she's like, oh, all right, tomorrow. And then she like calls me like last night, like at midnight. Okay, tomorrow for the show. I'm thinking about doing this and this. Sounds great. Do it, Nancy. But now she's like into it. And I'm telling you, live streams are a great way to connect with people.
And the cool thing about live streams is, you know, especially if you do it on Facebook or Instagram, like we talked about earlier.
Yep.
And if you do a live stream, especially on Instagram, it's gone in 24 hours. If you do it on Facebook in 2 days, 3 days, nobody's going to go back and watch that again.
Yeah.
So you could literally be horrible, and you will be horrible. Like if you go back and listen to my first 10 pot, don't do it, by the way. But if you do, they will horseshit.
Oh, my God. My original podcast was so bad. I think I recorded it on my phone. I think I clipped some stock video or some stock music from like a university music site. I clipped that. I did a talk. It was horrific. It was so bad. I like I said, I'm embarrassed too.
You only get better by doing it.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you get more comfortable doing it too.
I think I showed on. I've been doing a live show every morning for the last two. I think it's like 15 or 16 days in a row.
Yeah, you've been off.
I'm going to go keep doing it until this whole Corona thing is over. So May 4th, maybe. But I shared a screenshot of my very first live show on Facebook. I think it was either 2015 or 2016. And it was horrendous. The lighting was bad. The background was terrible. My camera was really bad. It was just awful.
And I used to do a lot of live shows. Remember, and then we'd get Mike on there. We get Andrew Carlson on there. We do this live shows all the time. It was crazy.
Back when there was Blab. Remember Blab?
Oh, yeah. Blab was in. And then there was, what was that other one we did? There was another online service we used. I'm using, you know, StreamYard now.
Yeah.
But, Doug. We talked to Doug yesterday, and he was on the show, on my show. And he said, you know, he wants to let you know his session's coming over today, Bruce. Don't worry.
All right, send it over to me, Doug. I'm going to promote it tomorrow morning on my Facebook Live.
Yeah. Well, you know, Doug was like, and I was like, did you send over your recording? He goes, send it over. I thought we were doing it live. I go, no. You send it over to Bruce, and he has to upload it. Oh, no.
So I did a mixture. I wanted to, the thing about, so here's my thought process into doing this whole summit, because there is a couple pizza things happening. But what I am in the middle of is I have the ability to be in two kind of worlds. I'm in the marketing world, and I know a lot of people like who speak at social media marketing world. Mm-hmm. And then I'm also in the restaurant space. So I get to draft from both of those pools. So I think there's people who are good presenters and can give a good presentation that's recorded, that's entertaining, educational, and informative without having to be live. And I think some people are better live and they're not meant to make slides. So I want to do a mixture of both. I wanted to be able to do, all right, pre-recordings where people can just like focus and educate, and then live Q&As with people who probably wouldn't put together the greatest slideshow, but they're better answering questions and you showing up in the moment.
Yeah. I think my presentations are a mix. I mean, the one I did, the Higher Attitude, that was just me talking over slides. My menu design one's me next to a TV doing like a presentation like I'm in front of a group.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like you do a great job of doing that. You have definitely the ability to be alone and give a presentation where you can educate and not it not be boring.
But that's where practice comes in. You learn how to modulate your voice.
Yeah. I'm not the best at that. I'm much better live than I am recording a session.
Like, you're really great live. Sometimes I stutter on my words when I'm live. But
yeah, I mean, so do I, dude. I use the wrong words all the time.
Again, practice. So
yeah, exactly. Practice makes perfect. So I think it's a good mix. And I wanted to showcase people that maybe you haven't heard of, like Roger Wakefield, right? Like no one has heard of in the restaurant world, Roger Wakefield. But he's got such a vast amount of knowledge that you can use in your restaurant or your business about YouTube and LinkedIn, but you'd never hear about him if you just hung out with the people you hear about all the time in the restaurant.
Yeah. I've never heard any plumbers, you know.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, you check out his channel and you're like, dang, dude's got 30,000 subscribers and he talks about poop in a toilet.
Nice. That's funny.
Yeah.
So, I want to share a little story. So, you know, you've heard of Giada, right? Giada De Laurenta.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, she was actually terrified to going on camera.
Really?
You first started. Yeah. When she first kind of got this idea about doing this. And now if you see her on camera now, you're like, there's no way. Like, she's so natural. So what she did to get over this fear, she had her brother, you know, this is like when they had those little handheld cameras.
Yes.
Yeah. She had her brother, basically, she got him a handheld camera and she just told me, follow me around for days and just always be in my face with the camera. So he was just like followed her around all the time, just always like in her face with the camera, and just had her talk to the camera to the point where she got so comfortable of the camera being around, it just felt like talking to somebody else. And that's what I tell people too. When you're looking at the camera, just act like you're talking to one person. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny how people get so flustered as soon as like you could I've literally had a conversation with someone about exactly what they need to do on video in person in front of them, and they're totally fine. They reenact it. They do it fine. And there's no difference but the fact that I hold up my phone.
And then they flip out.
It's totally horrible. You're like, you just did it. The only difference is my arm is raised and I'm holding a device.
Yeah.
There's no camera flashing at you or light on or a red light.
No, you wouldn't even know it was on. If I didn't tell you I was recording.
Totally.
Mm. And then people get so concerned too about how they look. You know, my hair, you know, this. I don't feel like I look right. I'm gonna tell you right now, people don't care how you look if your message is good.
Yeah. And even if they do, who cares? Like somebody said something to me on my live show. So my head, right? I have short hair, but my head, my scalp is kind of weird. I have like these bumps, like in like they go.
Someone told you that.
Yeah, well, no. Someone didn't say anything about the bumps in my head. But they said something like they put a comment like, who cut your hair, bro?
Who cut your hair, bro?
And I was like, I just deleted it. I'm like, you know what? If that's what you gotta if you're going through your feed and your life is so great that you gotta comment on somebody else's haircut that you don't even know, like I don't need to talk to you whatsoever.
Yeah, really.
Nor do I care what you think. So just you're gonna have stupid people out there who leave random comments, but you gotta think of the 99 people who like your content and not the one person who leaves a stupid comment.
Exactly. And we'll put a link in the show notes too, but Pizza Summit kicks off tomorrow. You still can get on.
Yeah, free.
It's free too. You can use the code. What code do you want to use?
Use your code. Whatever. I gave you one, right?
Yeah, it's my code is Pizza Summit DB.
Yeah, Pizza Summit DB, free content. So it starts tomorrow. Tomorrow it starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and there's a session every hour until 7 p.m.
We always make a joke. Bruce and I were in this mastermind group for a long time. We used to always make the joke. When Bruce says Eastern time, we used to always make the joke.
That is true.
You know, Bruce always like, when we explain times, I say 11 a.m. Like, you know, like today the show is on at 11. I say, Bruce, like, what time? I go, 1 p.m. Bruce time. Because
that's the only time zone I know.
It's the only time zone I know. Right? Call him Bruce time.
So 10 a.m. Eastern time. So 7 a.m. West Coast. 8 a.m. your time, Donald, right? Is that 8 or 9?
8. 10 a.m. is 8 a.m. my time.
All right, then I'll wait till 5 for you. So 5 p.m. is the last session. And then how it just works is on the website, you'll see in the description a live Q&A. If it's a live Q&A, there'll be a Zoom link that you can join us on. Cool. And then the recording after it's done will be placed back on the website. And if it's not a live Q&A, at the time it goes live, you just click on the link for that talk in the talk will pop up and you can just record it and they'll be on demand. So you can watch them. Even if you can't catch it Monday, you can go back on Thursday and rewatch the session, which I almost can guarantee a lot of the sessions you're probably going to want to rewatch.
Oh yeah. No. Yeah, my menu design one. Now, people have to understand, my normal menu design workshop I do, profitable menu design, is usually like 2 hours. But I couldn't go 2 hours. So I actually condensed it down to, it's like 45 minutes.
Well, didn't you offer something like a free hour consultation or something?
Yeah, I have a 2 hour consultation I'm giving away. So
yeah. So, I mean, I mean, the ticket's free. So it's obviously worth that.
Free. Oh, but, yeah.
But all of the guys too, like you, Rudy, Alberto from Forza Pizza, my friend Alberto who runs Forza Pizza, which is a pizza website. He's given away like a couple t-shirts to a couple winners who watch the seminar. Oh, yeah. There's a whole bunch of goodies that you get just by showing up.
Yeah. And then also too, on my profitable menu design workshop, I have a link. Now on the website, when they do the session, can we put in links in there for them?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause I got to send you a link cause I have some bonuses in there for my profitable design menu workshop. I have a book I wrote. It's like an 87 page menu design Bible that they'll get part of the workshop.
That's awesome. I think everybody needs to work on their menu. I get that question a ton.
Oh, God, yeah. And I also retailered this one, too, a lot for pizza places, too. Cool. And I called out, I gave a great example for our buddy Spiros over at Easy Pie, because, man, that guy, he does it right. I'm telling you.
He took your advice, too, when we went there. So we did a live show there with Spiro, and you like, in person, kind of redesigned his whole menu for him, and he listened to you. He really did a good job of maneuvering it.
And I love doing those things like on site. That's one of the things I do love is like when you're there in person with someone, you can like have their menu right in front of you and you can actually just like, you know, move this over here, do this over here and stuff like that. Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be great. I'm really looking excited to the pizza summit. So
yeah, Tuesday's more of a Q&A day. I think there's like 8 Q&A sessions happening Tuesday. So that's going to be a busy day. And then Wednesday we wrap it up with a few more mixture of both.
Yeah. That's going to be so awesome. I can't wait.
And you said you're going to be doing something like this soon, maybe too, right?
Yeah, actually, yeah, you're actually a speaker at it. So, yeah, you inspired me, you know, to do an online summit too. So I'm doing one, and you can here. I'll show you the ticker for it. It's going to be called Conquer, the C19 Online Restaurant Summit. We're going to be doing it May 17th to 19th. I've got 20 speakers lined up from 5 different countries, 3 different continents.
Wow.
I got speakers from around the world. I got speakers from Spain. I got speakers from the Ukraine. I got somebody from Peru. I've got you on there. I got some James Beard Award winners. I got Craig Shelton, James Beard Award winning chef. I've got Kevin Baim, who runs a Boca Group out of Chicago, a James Beard Award winning outstanding restaurant tour from last year from the James Beard Award. He's going to be on there. I've got Liam Pham from Houston. She's a mindset and peak performance expert. I've got he's a huge entrepreneur. He's really kind of reinvented a lot of the concepts in Houston. He's going to be on. It's going to be really, really awesome.
That's interesting.
And of course, I got the gang. You know, I always got you. Yeah. And I always got, you know, Kelly Jones from Kelly Jones Hospitality. He always usually accompanies. I got Ava Ballarin from Spain. She's the host of Hospitality Innovation Planet. She's going to be on. I got Ramon Dios from Spain also, too. He's another great consultant. Going to give kind of a global view. And, of course, I got Andrew Freeman from Andrew Freeman & Company out in San Francisco. So it's going to be a really, really great show. And then I got my partner on my new business called KPI Mastery, Restaurant KPI Mastery. We have this new program we're doing. It's going to help restaurants kind of really manage their KPIs on a daily basis. Darren Manzari, he's going to be on there, and he's going to give this real in-depth overview on what KPIs are, how you can measure them, manage them. And we're also going to give like a free kind of let people kind of, you know, get a jump on our beta program with Restaurant KPI Masters.
Oh, man, I should have had him come on mine.
Yeah, he just basically got back from traveling a bunch, so.
I know this last probably 3 weeks and the next 8, no traveling for me.
And then also too, we got a really special speaker. We got his son, Matt Manzari. This kid was, we talk about, this kid's going to talk about adversity and overcoming extreme adversity. Kid was a professional wakeboarder, right? I mean, signed up for Nike and traveled around the world performing at the highest level of sports. When it got slammed into a wall on a really bad accident, I mean, broke so many bones in his face. They had to put plates in his face like that. So you think, okay, that's tough right there to come back from that, right?
Yeah.
Then decides that his calling is to go into the clergy and become a priest, and he wants to follow that. And then he's working at his church, helping trim stuff, trim trees and stuff like that. Hits a power line, gets
electrocuted,
puts him into a coma for like months, burns like probably a huge portion of his body. They want to like amputate his arms and legs. His parents say, no, we're not going to do that. You know, we have faith. He's going to come back. You know, they're positive people. I mean, super positive. Darren and Nancy are super positive. He's going to come back. Kid comes back. Better than ever, and now he speaks around the world talking about how to overcome adversity.
That's unbelievable.
He's going to kick off the Conquer Summit, so I'm real excited about having him on too.
It's an amazing story.
I mean, it's an amazing story.
He's fine now.
He's fine. Yeah, usable all his arms and legs. I mean, super positive. Really, a great kid. I mean,
imagine that. You have nothing to complain about.
He's in his 30s. I mean, I guess I look at people in their 30s as kids. Like, you know, he's not a kid really, but.
I know. He is to us, though.
He is to us, yeah. Cause we're
all... I just think people, like, when you hear stories like that, you should look yourself in the mirror and be like, you know what? As long as you're healthy and your family's healthy, yeah, business can stink sometimes and there can be adversity there. But as long as you're healthy and you can wake up in the morning and still live your life without having any physical setbacks and your family's fine, then you can figure anything out.
That's one of your things you say.
Everything's figure-outable. Where's my shirt?
Where's your shirt, man?
I don't have it on today.
Right.
Yeah, what am I saying? Everything is figure-outable.
Like everything
YouTube, business, you know, anything you want to figure out, if you're willing to put in the time and put in the work or ask the right people, anything's figure-outable.
Yeah. You know, I'm a huge Tony Robbins fan, and Tony Robbins' big thing is it's not lack of resources, it's lack of resourcefulness.
Totally.
You have the right, right attitude, right passion, right mindset, you can, again, you can figure it out. You can find the right people. You can find people to help you.
Yeah, 100%.
So this coronavirus thing has really wiped out a lot of restaurants. What do you think for marketing right now? What's the number one thing people should focus on?
I think people should focus on showing up every day. Yeah. Honestly, I think that's super important, especially. So the category that I'm in, quick service, pizza, takeout, they've kind of pivoted and been able to survive, and some have thrived because everything else is closed, right? They're the only option available. But there's a lot of people we work with that are closed and they can't open, and they're thinking to themselves, like, how do I market in the conditions when I don't have a business to be open? And I think, like you mentioned earlier with that lady you mentioned, showing up every single day is very, very important. And it doesn't have to be like selling your restaurant. It could be talking about the community. It could be interviewing people.
Exactly.
It could be showing people how to do things that you do inside your restaurant. Think about your customer who's home right now, can't leave their house, probably have kids at home who aren't in school, bored out of their minds. Like, what can you do to teach them something, make them smile, show them some insights into your business, and just be there so that way when it is over and everybody can go out, they remember that, hey, you showed up every single day and I didn't forget that.
Right. You were there. You were there for me. Yeah. No, you have to. This is the biggest time. Remember, and here's like a little inside tip. The trick about social media is to be social.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'll give you a little tip about our show. So I do a live show every morning, and my goal, and anybody who's has a restaurant or any kind of business can take this as an example if they want. So what I do is I get questions like you, Donald, all the time through email, through Instagram, through Facebook. So what I do every morning is I'm going to take 3 to 5 questions, depending on how long those responses are going to be. And on my live show every morning, I've been doing this for 2.5 weeks now.
Right.
I'm going to answer those 3 questions at least. Now, I always get more questions when we're live. And I always share a little bit about our Pizza Summit. And I always share maybe an article or two that people in our industry can kind of go learn from and get some insights to. But what I do is I'm showing the reason I go live every morning is it holds me accountable. It makes me show up every single morning at 10 a.m. because I know people are counting on it. And that's my one piece of content. But then what I do is I record that one piece of content, which could be, it's usually about a 30-minute live. I record it and download it, hand it to our team. And what they do is they'll take 2 to 7 pieces of content out of that one video that I did to repurpose on other platforms later. So I'm getting, 2 to 10 pieces of content from one 30-minute session I do every single morning.
Yep.
Yes. Over the course of a week, that's 100 pieces of content just from doing a 30-minute live every morning, which you can do as well.
They call it the Gary V. The Gary exactly. V. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just use it as a, just have like bullet points of things you want to talk about, or make sure you have a little bit of structure in the beginning. So you, if nobody shows up, you can still have a few things that you want to talk about and use it as the time to record that thing you wanted to record, and then right. download it. And then you reuse those examples on other platforms, on Instagram, on Facebook again, on LinkedIn, on Twitter.
Exactly. Yeah, if people want to connect with you, the best place to find you is at smartpizzamarketing.com, your podcast, yeah. Smart Pizza Marketing.
Yep.
Yeah, another podcast too, Local Business.
Yeah, the Local Business Podcast. We just started that earlier this year. That's actually a really good one. So the Smart Pizza Marketing, we talk to a lot of pizza operators, how they're doing their business, what they're doing that's marketing. The Local Business Podcast, I have guys like Michael Stelzner, the founder of Social Media Marketing World. Marcus Sheridan, who is a sales leader and a trainer on, and it's not so much local businesses, but it's people who teach things like Roger Wakefield was the guest and teaches how local businesses can use specific things to grow their local business marketing.
Very cool. Yeah, so check out those things. They're both available on iTunes, Spotify, right?
Yes, all those platforms. Anywhere you listen to podcasts.
What's your most popular platform? iTunes, Spotify?
I'd say iTunes for sure. Cool. iTunes is where we get the most of our downloads, and I'd say Spotify is getting a close second.
Yeah, for me, that's my top one. Top ones for me is iTunes, and then second one's Spotify.
CastBox is another one that people use a lot.
Oh, I haven't even heard of CastBox.
Yeah, they get a significant amount of downloads from CastBox, believe it or not.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if people want to join my Restaurant Coach Nation, so my private Facebook group, just head on over. You can just find it, Restaurant Coach Nation. I'm like a lot of people, just answer a few questions. I try to keep the riffraff out.
There is a lot of riffraff. I have five. So I have a Facebook group too.
Yeah.
There's 500 people. 500 people that want to join. Yeah. Well, I ask a question. I don't want any marketers in there selling their crap. I want it to be all valuable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's one of my rules for Restaurant Coach Nation. Because I have a mentorship program. So if you didn't know, Restaurant Coach Nation has a free mentorship program. I have people that signed up. I have like 20 people that signed up to be mentors.
What is the mentorship program? Explain that to me.
Basically, it's an 8-week program. People can sign up to be a mentor. And actually, Facebook has this thing already built into the groups. And it takes them through like a series of questions. And every week you have a question to answer. And you meet up with your mentor online. And you go through some stuff. And it's a nice little program. But it gets people at least somebody to talk to and get some kind of action plan going about getting unstuck from where you're at.
Yeah.
So Restaurant Coach Nation, we've got quite a few people in the mentor program, and I've got like 20 people that are world-class consultants, experts. So it's really a cool thing.
That's awesome. I should check that out.
You should start a mentor program on yours. I'll sign up as a mentor on your
program. Yeah, we'll definitely gonna look at that, because I've heard you talk about that before, but I wasn't sure what it was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's built right into Facebook. You can activate a button and it just says mentor program. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I'm gonna go check that out.
Yeah. All right. So Bruce, thanks so much for stopping by today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Any words of wisdom for people about this coronavirus?
Oh man, I don't know if I have any words of wisdom about the coronavirus, but I know that it'll be over hopefully soon. And you know, I don't know what the new normal is going to look like, but I do know this, that people will remember what you did and what you said during this whole thing, and they will remember it long when it's over, because nothing like this has ever happened to anybody who's alive, right? You're going to talk to your kids 15, 20 years from now about what happened back in the year 2000 when we were all stuck in our house for 3 months during the coronavirus.
Yep. No. And people are going to look back and remember those who helped them get through it.
Exactly. So show up.
Show up every day.
Yep.
Again, thanks so much. Check out the Pizza Summit. It's a Pizza Summit. What's the website?
PizzaSummit2020.com.
PizzaSummit2020.com. When you go in, just use my code PizzaSummit. Or,
you know what else I have? I also have virtualpizzaexpo.com.
Do you really?
I do.
Oh, that's awesome. That was a good score.
VirtualPizzaExpo.com.
That's a good one.
Go to the same spot.
Score. Yeah. So again, it kicks off on Monday, goes to Wednesday, 3 days. I mean, I think I had, at the time I put this up there, 26 speakers. You got more than that now, right?
I think there's 27 speakers or 28 now, and like 35 sessions.
35 sessions.
Yeah.
Crazy. That's awesome. That's amazing. And it's super amazing for the short amount of time you pulled this thing together. Only what, 3 weeks, man? From
I mean,
implementation, boom.
Yeah, anything can make anything is possible.
Everything is possible. So yes, please check out the Pizza Summit. And if anybody has any questions, again, feel free to email me, text me, message me. You got Bruce. Bruce is like I am. If there's no question. Just throw it out there, and we'll be happy to answer it if we can. So,
thank you, Donald.
All right, thank you, everyone. Be safe out there.
Thanks for listening to the Restaurant Coach Podcast with Donald Burns. Tune in next time as we serve up more ways to maximize your potential. Visit our website at www.therestaurantcoach.com or download episodes at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Spotify.